To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 6th of May, 2022. Got the best technology news for you, and we'll get you caught up on it now in around 5 minutes. Reaxium. Well, they're pretty happy today. Who is Reaxium? Well, they're a micro LED display company. You may not have heard of them, but Google has, and now you will too. That's because Google said, hey, here's some money. We're going to buy you. Now, Reaxium is actually a 5-year-old startup with micro LED technology. And with Google acquiring them now, could actually be the key to building a new generation of augmented virtual and mixed reality headsets. Meaning, yes indeed, this is Google's next big AR move. We already knew back in January that Google Labs is building an AR headset called Project Iris. So now it's making a lot more sense why they bought Reaxium. Funny enough though, they kept this acquisition quite on the down low. Google actually purchased the company last month. It just took a little bit longer to finalize everything, which is why we're hearing about it today. Of course, there's other companies out there working on micro LED AR hardware, including Oppo and a company you might have heard of, Apple. Starbucks, yeah, go in, get your latte, and join the digital community. What? Well, that's what Starbucks is planning, I guess. Let's read on with this. Starbucks apparently sat down with some of their investors this week. You know, for earnings presentations and all that mumble jumble that we don't really care about here on the new show. But they did offer some new concepts. And one of those being a community-based membership model. That model being completely digital. Now, in this meeting, Starbucks CEO, Howard Schultz, said, imagine acquiring a new digital collectible from Starbucks. This would serve as your access pass to a global Starbucks community. And collaboration all centered around, yep, you guessed it, coffee. Now, yeah, we still don't know all the details about this. We do know that Starbucks wants to create a simple experience using crypto wallets that would actually work for its already 26.7 million rewards members. How they're going to do that? Well, we're just going to have to kind of wait and see. And finally, well, move over, Siri, here comes Sonos. That's right, you heard that correctly. Sonos could be rolling out its own very own voice assistant next month. At least that's what all the reports are telling us. Wouldn't be the first time we've heard this, however, though. It's been rumored on and off for quite a while now. So what will Sonos be? Well, first off, apparently it's going to be called Sonos Voice. Yeah, not exactly ear-catching, is it? But apparently it will offer voice control for music playback on many of the company's devices. Meaning if you don't like your Amazon Alexa, which most people I think probably do already, or even your Google Assistant, well, Sonos is there to help. Sonos Voice actually will roll out in the US first. June 1st is actually what we're hearing, so less than a month from now. As far as when it will be hitting other countries, that is to be determined still. However, though, not every Sonos device out there is going to get the assistant. We're hearing that smart speakers and soundbars that actually support the S2 platform will be the only ones gaining this support. Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we will listen. Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Everything can be found at the British Tech Network over at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show, too. Don't forget to check us out on our social media destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Tuesday. It's a holiday in my nick of the woods on Monday here. Don't worry, though. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend and Monday, too. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.